Is anybody still listening out there that's lying in bed at this moment in time and you want to go out downtown shopping or what? You better hurry up and get your bums out of bed. 25 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock, the kill notes from 1985. Anything gold in your car? Plenty of tunes up here on this, what should we call it? We'll call it a murky Saturday day, hey? Yeah, we'll call it murky. The clouds are starting to come back over and it looks like it's going to absolutely pour down. Who knows? Well, there's not much to say about it, is there? The weather is abysmal lately. And it's the tune from a young lady called Lisa Carter. Been playing this for a couple of weeks now up here on Merseyways, also at venues where it is, and it seems to be going down to Brewster's. It's a track called Dog Disorders, first done by somebody, who knows, we cannot find out who did this record first. Whoever done it well. Lisa Carter, Dog Disorders, brand new here on the scene, it's going to be a good one. From me anyway. 244 1242 Sandy Marshall on a Saturday. Mail address is 126 Callaway, Morpenwill on Merseyside, L46 7SS. Please put pen to paper right now and get those letters sent in to us, please. I'd love to hear from you up here.
Hi, honey. It's me again. I went to see the doctor today. Because ever since you've been gone, I've had a pain deep down inside. You said there's really nothing wrong with me. I'm just missing my man. So, honey, please, come on home. As soon as you can.
He prescribed.
Disorders. Have you found it yet, John Paul? Have you found it? Almost a quarter minute to the hour, 12 o'clock up here, 2:44 and 12:42. Keep you in touch. Tony Marshall in the sea with you through till the hour of 1 o'clock. Don't forget 1 till 3. Today it's Chris Lyons and Touring Timmy. They've got some good stuff coming on their show today, let me tell you. Incidentally, did anybody go down to Poquist last week that they did? Was it any good? Anybody know what it was like? I never went myself, so I couldn't really tell you, you know what I mean? We're playing you the music to keep your ears buzzing up here. If you're listening out there, then good on you. If you're not, then tune in, please. 2:44, 12:42 with Shalimar.
Being so real, yeah.
against you later on this day. Of course, he was in that group at the sound of a group called Shalimar in 1982. He'd sing all the track called Friends. Where would you be without them? Sometimes, to be honest, you can do without them, can't you?
Everywhere, life working in a gold mine.
music. They started off their career in 1983 with a record called Oblivious. That's a brand new album, Love. And the title track to that album. Side one, record one. Working in a gold mine.
There's a good tradition of love and hate. Stand by the fireside. Now the rain may fall, your father's calling you. You still feel safe inside. Although your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you. You still feel safe inside. Oh, was this solo? Was this yesterday? Was this true for you? 'Cause while all the rest had taken time, didn't you love me? And the corners laced with memories. Tell you how it used to be. Your mother smiles. Children play and all the bad things happen miles away. And strong feelings never bother you. You hold your head up while the rest of us try to. Oh, call the stations, call the people. We all wanna know. 'Cause while all the rest are taking time, you don't wanna know. Fireside, there's a good tradition of love and hate. Stand by the fireside, no, the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. No, your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you. You still feel safe inside. Oh, was this summer? Was this yesterday? Was this true for you? 'Cause of all the choices you have made, this didn't do a lot for you.
Thank you.
Merman, of course singing in the film Running Scared from 1986. Before that, the tune has seen pretty well in the national top 40 this morning, so it's getting played to that all around the place. It's Anita Takara, man, a thing called Good Tradition. Woman in Seattle at 12 o'clock on 244 and 1242. It's the biggest and the best across the Northwest. If you just tuned in, hello, welcome, and stay tuned, won't ya? We got some good stuff coming your way between now and 1 o'clock. Tony Marshall and the Sea Wheel here on the biggest and the best across the Northwest. It's Mersey Waves. UB40's brand new hit tune should be in your charts this Sunday. Here's a thing called Where Did I Go Wrong? It's a given.
I'm sitting here, baby, at you and just saying, even tomorrow was what you had planned. No point in pretending, I know that it's ending. I just wanna know where the ending began. Where did I go wrong to make it like it? And all of the rest, but you've taken my heart and you torn it apart and it's crumbled and dust in the palm of your hands. Where did I go wrong to make it like this?
Top 40 that this Sunday, I wouldn't be too surprised anyway to hear in that. A record that was a big hit right across the country in 1986. Here we go, the record from a young lady called Taffy. The remix of a track called Oh, Love My Radio. 3 minutes past the hour at 12, dinner to you live up here at Mersey Waves. Don't forget the mail address is 126 Curlaway. That's Morton World on Merseyside, L467SS. Please, 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 please write in.
Oh, 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 my God.
Please.
Oh, 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 my God.
Coming on the other side of this, an old record from a young lady called Spania, who has got a brand new hit tune in the charts. And it is selling like you wouldn't believe it's selling. You're gonna find the brand new EP from Spania in your charts this week, I reckon. And it could come in the top 10. Take it from me, I'm never wrong. Very rarely, anyway.
Thank you.
on Sierra at 12 o'clock. It's the biggest and the best across the Northwest. Keep you in touch and playing the tunes that you like to hear. First of all, we had Taffy from 1986 and I Love My Radio. Also, Spania from 87 and Call Me. She's got a brand new hit single in the charts. And Stu in this Sunday, and I wouldn't be surprised if we go straight in top 10. That's a record that's doing the Bruces on the floors at this moment in time in the city. And a thing called Big Fun. Get the mail address, 126 Colorway, Morton on a Wirral, Merseyside, L467SS. Don't forget the postcode, it gets your letters to us a lot faster.
Yo, hey, check this out.
Playing a tune, it's Dana Brewster in the charts this moment in time from three young guys called BVSMP. Here's a track called I Need You. See, the weather's clearing up a bit outside. It could go sunny.
Inside gossip on all his personal friends. That's coming up in round about a quarter of an hour's time. Also on the show today, we're having Jet Set Sid's Trumpet Sonata in GF Major Minor. He's back playing the tunes. The trumpet is here. And some fresh things on the show today. Sydney's Sporting Pile, watch out for some sporting facts that you never knew. Also, the Reverend Sydney, God rest his soul. He'll be reading chapter and verse from Timothy, verse 2, chapter 3. That's right, excerpts from the Reverend's Cyclopedia, so stand by for that, if you're of religious nature. Also, we'll be mixing up a few records. Today's artiste is Nick Hayward. We'll be doing a mega mix from him in the second half of the show. And some interesting news on the news front with Queer Nevada coming up later on. We've got a hot report from John Bowl regarding Deezer's Basement, so stand by for that too. Who else are we going to have popping in today? All the usual clan and many more as well. Plus, the only show with adverts. There we are, didn't I tell you he was here? Sydney is back with a vengeance today. So there we go, boys. Are we looking forward to having a super show today or what? I mean, I know we're suffering slightly from stress today, aren't we? If there's anything that's happened today, it's had to happen this afternoon on our way to the show, and we're really suffering. Well, I am personally. Sydney, how are you feeling, matey?
Obviously, I'm not as stressed as you, International.
No, no. The international lifestyle does have its drawbacks, as one would say. Stress being one of them. A husky voice being another.
And I'd like to say I was sort of halfway between you both. Not as Pat Benatar as you, but more stressed than Sydney.
Yes, really. You're just Mr. Consistent, aren't you?
Mr. Consistent, but one thing I am suffering from today is horse.
Horse? Really? Oh, is that the word for the day? Dear Lord alive, what do you like? I don't know. You're listening to Radio Mercy Waves, 1242, 244. My name's Tony Marshall. Marvin Wilson. Check her out. Chris, would you like to say something before the records finally start singing? No?
Then he was giving me a tattered address. That's just what I've always wanted. And then he said he'd give me more or less. That's just what I've always wanted. But you don't give me anything. And I don't ask you just yourself.
Right back after this break. Only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before again. Only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before. You
quavers bacon flavor, the flavor to savor. They make your hair curly!
Radio Merseywaves, back after the break with Heaven 17. Play this one for Guy and Bonner and all the boys down there listening in today. Come live with me.
I was 37, you were 17. You were half my age, the youth I'd never seen. Unlucky people meeting in a dream. Heaven only knows the way it should have been. Here today, my tomorrow. Where you lead, I will follow. Missing. Come live with me. Kiss the boys goodbye. Come live with me. Kiss the boys goodbye. Come live with me. Dinner parties followed, and all my age implies. My friends began to talk. I began to realize if half the things they say are quite a true. How can I eclipse the youth you gave to set me free? There was something in your smile that was hard to reconcile. The time had come to testify to reason. Though years will not erase remembrance of those days, at least there's no submission to harsh treason. Here today, my tomorrow. Shame, only sorrow. All that kissing, there's something missing. Come live with me. Kiss the boys goodbye. Come live with me. Kiss the boys goodbye. Come live with me. Now there's nothing left to cry for, and there's nowhere left to go. Another hopeless fight, but how are we to know? The strong are sometimes wrong, but the weak are never free. The choice we made, we can't evade. Don't try to follow me. Here today, my tomorrow. No more pain, only sorrow.
Heaven 17. Did you see them on Gaz Top Show this morning, starring there on the TV?
Well, I wasn't up that early, Tim.
No, that's unfortunate, really, Chris. You're suffering from lying in bed syndrome like a lazy sod, weren't you?
I was, yes. I didn't want to get up today.
No.
Did you?
Yes, I did, actually.
You did?
I did.
Right.
Sid?
Racing from Chester today.
Yes, racing from Chester this afternoon. Still be giving us his 210...
Two tips for the day.
Two tips for the day. Okay, Sydney. What race are we going to have? Off the top of your head there, mate?
2:45 and the 3:15.
The 3:15 racing at Chester today, the going is soft. And the 2:45 also racing at Chester today, and the going is good. I don't know what the difference is there.
Do you remember a while back when we predicted the race result of the Grand National in
yes.
advance?
Well, how about doing that today, boys?
Would you like to predict the race of the 2:45 at Chester? Or we can go live?
Yes, I'd like to go live.
You'd like to go live?
Yes, I'd like to go live.
Okay, then, well, that's what we'll do then. We'll go live and hopefully John Bowen will be there on the race course as well. Sydney, you have to give us your race tip, matey. It's now or never.
It's now or never.
On a Saturday afternoon, and as a special feature on today's show, we present Gardener's Question Time.
Hello, my love. I'm your special guest star in the garden today. My name's Arthur Thrower. I'm Percy's little brother, and really, since our Percy passed away rather suddenly, 20 months ago, I've taken over the Blue Peter Garden, and I'm here in the studio today to answer some questions from the two boys here.
First question comes from Ron from Macclesfield.
Hello, Ron. How are you? What's your question then, young man?
Well, the leaves on my apodisria.
Don't you mean aspidendra, my dear?
Oh, is that what it is? Are covered with yellow spots. What's causing this?
Well, it's obviously one of those little fly devils what's causing them little spots. What I suggest you do is to put a bucket over your plant and then rush down to the chemist and get a tube of Oxy-10, squeeze it all over, and you'll have no spots by the end of the day.
Second question is from Mr. T. Hollis from Merseyside.
Hello, Mr. Hollis, how are you? What's your question from the front of the room?
My ruler bees were very slow to germinate, and when they did, the leaves were a mauve colour. What has happened?
Well, Tony, you shouted a little bit there. I had to turn my deaf aid down there, matey. So
that
suggest you having a little problem with your mauve leaves. What I suggest you do is, you're living in the white today, aren't you? Yes, what I think you should do is re-dig and put a little bit of potash and lime on it, and hopefully they'll be okay.
Thanks, Arthur!
Yes, thank you, Tony.
That brings to an end today's episode of Gardener's Question Time. It's 1:45, Greenwich Mean Time, BBC World Service, and we're going over to Chester for live race coverage right after Kim Wilde.
Doot. 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 Doot.
Kim Wilde, the lady who's currently supporting Michael Jackson on his UK tour. Check her out at Aintree Wednesday, September the 11th, something along that. Oh! Okay, coming up right after the break, we're going to go over live to Chester for the racing, the 155 actually from Chester coming up right after this break.
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. A finger of goodness, a very hard to eat. A finger of fudge is just enough to give young kids a treat.
Good afternoon. Come to Audi's new upmarket car sales room. Today we're moving into the Japanese car range. We'll be selling Kiwizakis at under the going price. Also, Hyundais and Hondis. Also, not only will we be selling Kiwizakis at cut prices, but Mitsubishi Wishus as too. Yes, that's all to come at Audi's, the new upper class sales room.
Welcome back after the break. Radio Mersey Wave, Saturday afternoon. Chris and Timmy here, and also Jet Set Sid. Now we're going live over to John Bowle, who's on Chester Racecourse today. And if we just press this little cartridge button here, we should have a nice little jingle. John, are you with us there?
Good afternoon, how are you? John Bowle here, out and about in the Cheshire countryside here down at Chester Racecourse for the day.
Only a couple of minutes to go before the race starts, John. What's the commentary team with you today?
Today we've got Peter O'Sullivan with me up in the stand here, and also Michael O'Hare. He'll be running us in for the final part of today's race, which in fact is the very magical Sun Seeker Handicap. It's a 7 furlong, and it should be a really good race.
Good, and who are you tipping yourself, John, to win this race today?
Well, the one I think I'm going to tip today, Chris, is Puppet Show, ridden by W.H. Bass. Ridden by Willie Carson, trainer W.H. Bass.
Very good, and can you give us the odds on all the horses at the moment, John, as they stand?
As they stand now, the betting is 4-1, so no problem, 6-1, Ashreef Dancer, 7-1, Matthew, out to 8 for Grundy Lane, and 9-1, Cool Enough. All the others rank in at 12-1, outsiders there.
Well, it's approaching 5-2 now there, John, so can we hand over to our commentary for the race?
Yes, thank you very much. John Bowle here, reading and writing and commentating down here from Chester, and shortly now, as the horses are all brought into the stands, ready for the off, I'm going to hand over to Peter O'Sullivan.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the 155 Chester Barry Magnill Sun Seeker Handicap. It's the Chester races at the very best, and all the horses and all the runners are in there in the stands, and we're just waiting for the off now. And off they go. Now it's Luna Bid now coming up on the outside now with Matu, Puppet Show, John Belser, super favourite, is working superly well. Grundy Lane now coming up on the outside now. It's Grundy Lane, followed by Glow Again. Creaming Green is one starter which we haven't seen. Creaming Green is now wild, but just by a head. Coming up now, Puppet Show, we're in the lead, on the rails, Puppet Show, Luna Bid now, making a last effort ditch, and they're coming up now with 4 furlongs to go, it's Luna Bid, and coming from the back, it's Blaze of Gold is making an effort now, as we come into the run in now, it's Blaze of Gold, followed by Puppet Bid now, Blaze of Gold, it seems just to be the two of them there, it's Blaze of Gold, now it's Puppet Bid, Supreme Optimist, a runner coming up on the outside now, Supreme Optimist, it's Puppet Show, and over now we go to Michael O'Hare, who's going to take us in now for the final furlong.
Hello, now by Puppet Bed, coming up on the outside now, Puppet Bed, followed by Band of Gold, Glow Gain coming up now, Supreme Optimist, and at the line now, it's Puppet Bed, no, it's Cyrus Dancer on the outside now. Coming in there with Puppet Pig first, followed by Matu second, Grundy Lane third, Glow Again fourth. Running in now as we go down to fifth, fifth and sixth is Cool Enough, Blaze of Gold. Supreme Optimist is somebody who didn't really peak, peaked a little bit too early there. And finally Luna Bid, who showed well to start there. It's Luna Bid making up the back markers now. It's Bitwid and Snow Problem, Cream and Green is the final back marker. Over to you, John. Thank you very much there, Michael O'Hare, and the other chap on the commentary team, Peter O'Sullivan. Later on, we're going over to Murray Walker, who'll be previewing the new little Grand Prix race, which are having done at Silverstone over the weekend. But first, I think if you'd like me to, Chris, I'll hand back over to you in the studio.
Thank you, John, and racing at Chester. Yes, as John did say, more sport coming up for you later when we do some Grand Prix. In the meantime, a record before we go into the news at 2.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot a fool, Giuseppe, going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do, I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up for your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God knows respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, God knows respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there in the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This? Shut up for your face. I sing this song. All of my fans applaud. They clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. We ought to learn that this is a song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up for your face. Okay, let's try it, really.
Uno, due, tre, what's the matter you? Hey! God and no respect. Hey! What do you think you do? Hey! Why you look so sad? Hey! It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's great.
The what's the matter you? Hey, I don't know respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Okay, one time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter you?
Hey,
I don't know respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
It's 2 o'clock on Radio Mersey Waves, thanks to Joe Dolce there. And now, with the news, here's Queer in the Valley.
Good afternoon, Queen of Valley with the 2 o'clock news here on Radio Mersey Waves. How are you? The inner city temperature is 62 degrees. And the, no, don't make me laugh. And the outer city temperature is... No, the inner studio temperature is 82. It's always 82, isn't it?
And
the
Bitwin knows. 2 news.
And we now have our first news report to John Bowen.
Hello, Maverick Labour Health spokesman Robin Kirk is in trouble again after snubbing deputy leader. Boy, hasn't he? The latest incident involves Mr. Cook's job as campaign manager for Mr. Kinnock and the battle between Roy Hattonley. Dear me, what is happening to me today? People used to say, John Bowles, you're so professional, but today you just haven't got it with you, John, have you? In a leaflet sent to thousands of Labour supporters, Mr. Cook fails to give specific backing to the right winger, Mr. Hattonley, and does not mention him by name. The new row fled as Mr. Cook told the Sun that Labour was unlikely to beat Mrs. Thatcher outright at the next election.
Thank you very much. Now, over to Stan Welsh for a second news report of the day.
Four American sailors who helped a teenage Irish girl stow away on their warship were to be court-martialed, it was revealed yesterday. Four others involved in the plot to take 16-year-old Suzanne Tormley to America will face lesser punishments. Love-struck Suzanne of Cork spent 10 days hidden in a small compartment above the refrigeration unit aboard USSA Conyngham. She fell for one of the sailors and the destroyer, and when it docked in Cork yesterday, several sailors were all arrested. Only 10 days before that, they had come home after 2 months on the run in Britain and Spain.
Now for our entertainment report for the day, it's over to Kevin O'Sullivan.
Breakfast Storm and Diamond is to quit TVAM after current TV and current rows on the show. So he's expected to accept an offer of £13 a week. That's a 13-week contract to host Prestige's new programme Panorama on LWT. Earlier on Sunday evening, losing Anne will be hammer-blown for TVAM bosses who have just ordered to pull their socks up by the Independent Broadcasting Authority. TVAM insiders said we're not expecting her to stay much longer, but with the way things are going, she would be a fool not to accept a decent offer. TVAM's only big name, Anne 33, is paid a massive £170,000 a year.
Thank you very much there. Finally now, this is the John Ball again with an outside broadcast which I recorded earlier as up in Scotland. We were out on the streets and this is what a few people had to say.
I tell you, what event yesterday to thirsty thugs looking forward to an all-day boozing from Monday when pubs are starting to stay open from 11 to 11. The police and the Home Office say they may be changing the new 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. hours if drunken rowdiness increases. Many of England's 60,000 publicans can count on more profits, although some say they would rather choose their own hours.
Thank you very much, there. This is the Queen of the Valley news team. Handing you over now, finally, to the weather.
Good afternoon. The weather today will be rather downcast and cloudy right the way throughout the weekend. Although those of you who have basement places will be suffering from rising damp, and people living rather to the north of Liverpool, out the way to Formby and Southport that way, should expect sunny intervals later on this afternoon. This is Ian McCaskill saying how glad I am to be part of the Green Valley News Weather.
Back into the second half of today's show, final hour between 2 and 3 o'clock. Myself, Touring Timmy, and Chris Lyons are with you, and of course, Jet Set Sydney. Let me just tell you what we've got coming up in the second half of the show today. We have Russell Harris telling us all about his great friend Tony Hollis. He'll be revealing all in around about 10 minutes' time. We talked to Russell live on Monday, just after we'd done the pop quiz, and asked him about Tony. And Russell's got a few very, very interesting revelations to make there. Also coming up, we've got our adverts, and Chris, would you like to tell them what we've got for the final half an hour of the show? Yes, of course. Well, that's very interesting whatsoever. Oh, yes, Teletop 20. We have that lined up. And also, yes. Nick Haywood, Fantastic Day yes, Mega Mix. Letters from Timothy with Reverend Sydney.
That's right, and Sydney's Sporting File.
facts, lots of facts that we'd like to know about from Sydney's book.
Indeed, we have it all lined up for you this afternoon, don't we? I must say, what a super show we've got lined up. Absolutely brilliant.
My love is warmer than a smile. My love gives to every needing child. If anyone should ask you who's my true love, tell them my love true is ever letting all the love come through. My love sees love with not a face and lives to love through time and space. Full of everything about my love fits to the tune of you, and you can say that you are my love too. Let my love shine throughout the world. Let our love shine throughout the world.
good old Julio Double Inglesias there. And who's that, Sydney? Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
I believe you've got some sporting tips for the day, haven't you?
No, I was just going to tell everyone that Mr. J. Powell won the Queen's Prize for Rifle Shooting right there in 1966.
Really? Do tell us more.
Not only that, Wakefield Trinity were the Challenge Cup Rugby League winners in 1962 and 1963. Are we having this again? Oh, right. The county champions of the rugby union in 1950 were Cheshire. What do you think about that?
Tell me who were in 1952, Sid. Who were the champions then?
We haven't got any... 1952, Middlesex.
Really?
Indeed. And not only that, the winner of the derby in 1979... Do you know the name of the horse?
No, tell me.
Did I just spring that one on you? Do you remember that horse? It was ridden by Willie Carson.
Troy.
Troy was the horse.
Super, super horse.
Beautifully red.
Listen, let's get back into it for the second half of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roaring and a thundering and a never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was running up the score. 80 men died, and that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. To the sky to seek revenge, but the baron shot him down
versus spoil the goose.
10, 20,